Good afternoon, everyone. This is Lori Markowitz from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and I will be moderating session three of the first National Immunization Conference online, and this session is HPV Vaccination Program Current Status and New Recommendations. There will be three speakers in this session, and the first one will be HPV vaccination coverage and uptake in the U.S. by Christina Dorrell. The second presentation will be on provider practices and HPV vaccine acceptability by Jessica Kahn. And the last presentation will be on the new ACIP recommendations for males and by Dr. Eileen Dunn. During the live web conference only, to ask a question, please type it in the chat box in the lower right-hand corner of your screen. And at the end of the session, we will read the question. The presenters will have an opportunity to address them. And if you're watching this session on demand after the live conference, you may submit questions to the presenters via email, and that email address is on the slide. Some important information about getting CE credit. Visit the conference website for detailed instructions for how to apply for credit. The course numbers for this session, if you're viewing the live session, is WC1963. And if you're viewing on demand after the live conference, it is WD1963. And to obtain CE credit, you must have a verification code. And the verification code for this session, session three, is 3NICO2012. Let me read that again, 3NICO2012. In terms of disclosures, CDC, our planners, and our presenters wish to disclose that they have no financial interests or other relationships with the manufacturers of commercial products, suppliers of commercial products, or commercial supporters, with the exception of Dr. Jessica Kahn, who is the co-PI of two clinical trials of HPV vaccines in HIV-infected individuals. Both studies are funded by the National Institutes of Health, but Merck is providing vaccine and immunogenicity testing. Dr. Kahn receives no salary or direct support from Merck, nor does she receive honoraria, speaker's fees, or any other compensation. Planners have reviewed content to ensure there is no bias. Presentations will not include any discussion of the unlabeled use of a product or a product under investigational use, and CDC does not accept commercial support. And here is the contact information for the National Immunization Conference.